to this.
Great. Thank you, Eileen. Welcome, everybody. It's Monday, April 13th, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. This is the WPFW Finance Committee meeting. I'm Tom Chase, Treasurer of WPFW, and welcome. And let's review the agenda.
Should we do a roll call quickly?
That's next on the agenda. Thank you, Eileen.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I can see who is here, but I guess we have to call out everybody. Irene Adams? No. Wanda Nawi? No. Kamau Harris? I'll let you answer for yourself.
Sorry, I'm here. Gosh, I couldn't get off mute.
Good.
Thank you.
Julie Hewitt?
I am here.
All right. Tony Leon, not here. Minerva Sanders, not here. Shayna is here visiting. Yes. Okay, great. Tom Chase?
Here.
Treasurer Chair. All right. And non-voting people, Sabu Hakim is not here. Eileen Roslin, me, I am here. And Lewis Wolf is not here. All right. That's done.
Great. Okay. And so I'll make the report and we'll have any new business and then we'll adjourn. There's no objections to the agenda. We'll call it approved. Okay. So the report I sent out earlier. I'm going to send the request to share.
Oh, give you sharing. Yeah. There it is. Hello. Okay.
Great. And okay. So overall, we ended the month in a stronger position relative to budget. We're now about $50,000 ahead of budget for the year. But about 25 of that, we're probably is outstanding. Part of that is some balance we still owe National Office for, 1099 payments that I missed and didn't get caught, things like that. So we're working with Markeisha to get our B of A account cleaned up. And then we're working with the IGM to close out any outstanding expenses.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You're working with Markeisha to get the what account?
So the 1099. So when we, the board operators,
like a three letter,
PNO, National Office.
Maybe that's what you said. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Just, with the headquarters, we're trying to, get our books balanced with that account. And then closing out with the IGM, and her expenses. So together, those are about, $25,000 roughly. We'll have that nailed down this month in April. But, just to let you know that out of that roughly $50,000, now we're ahead of budget. Probably about half of that is, we still need to close out from the first half of the year. But still in a good position. We got in March, the $25,000 diversity grant came in. And we actually sold our first, underwriting under the new, sort of underwriting, rate sheet and initiative. The money hasn't come in until April. That went to the Birchmere. And then in April, earlier this month, we sold our second underwriting to Strathmore. So together, those two underwriting spots, which are running, are about $5,000 together. So already in a couple of weeks off to a great start with underwriting. And as we're sort of building up our processes, we'll ramp that up. But we haven't really pushed the marketing on that yet. We've been going out, you know, Birchmere and Strathmore, we've worked with in the past. Both of them just reacted immediately to our rate card. Nobody really pushed back on anything in it or had questions about it. So, yeah, we feel really good about how we're set to move forward on that. So that's, you know, the big picture. And then just, you know, again, going down the details of the numbers. You may recall, you know, we came into March with an extra $30,000 from the end of the fund drive in February. And then we basically had an extra $10,000 over budget on revenue in March, in addition to the $30,000 from the previous month, to bring us over budget. And then on expenses, we pretty much came right in on budget. We did have some equipment we purchased in March that'll be installed, I believe, this week, hopefully Wednesday, I think, or Thursday. And that should significantly cut down on the drops that we're having on the digital side of our transmission, not the terrestrial. So we're continuing to invest in the equipment and keep the operations running strong. And so we ended the month overall positive. And our budget, you know, just as a reminder for March, we would have been in the hole about 55,000. And again, we made that up from the revenue from February that kind of rolled over to March and a little bit of extra in March. And then the grant came in March. And most of the expense for that is primarily for the festival, the Jazz and Justice Festival, which hasn't been scheduled yet, but most likely will be in the fall. So depending on whether that's in September or later, you know, we'll either incur that expense this fiscal year or most of it would be next fiscal year. So we'll have to see how that goes. Not too much going on there. Our balance, we're right at the peak now, our cash balance for the year. We ended the March right at about 400,000. But if we execute on budget, you know, we'll still end up the year. This is our actual up here, around 275. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I had a question. Are we still thinking about doing anything with those, with additional bands, HD radio bands?
They exist, but as far as I know, there aren't plans, but it's probably somewhere on Shana's list for the future.
In her spare time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Let's see. I will stop sharing so I can see all your happy faces.
There's Julie's face.
There we are. Yeah. Any questions?
Kamau
has his hand up. There you go.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for the report. Couple of questions as we move pretty rapidly here towards fiscal 27. I know budget will be on the table. Do we have a timetable yet on that? And if so, or if not, I guess either way, what's our plan to incorporate some of what the local station board may want to contribute in terms of their outreach activities, so on and so forth? I didn't know if we were on our way towards that 27 budget yet.
Yeah, I just raised it with Shayna last week when we met, you know, the first time, giving her kind of the big picture view. But yeah, she and I haven't worked on a plan, for that yet. I think, we'll give her a little bit of time to get her to-do list. I know she's got some priorities. She's working, formulating even this year. So, you know, there may be some, and she's fundraising. So I think we're going to, see some more activity, around, branding and promotion and marketing, which are important. So, yeah, I think we're still looking at executing on the current year. We've got a fair amount of money in there, for further investments in the transmitter and the backup power that, you know, we haven't executed on yet. I mentioned that to Shayna, but, you know, we've got to get with Mo and, you know, and also, you know, work with Shayna, make sure this is still works with her priorities. But, yeah, we need to get an engineer in and get a plan on what we're going to do with backup, power and backup transmitter. I mean, that's what's in the budget this year. We still need to execute on. Yeah, I don't know if that answered your question, but that's what we're thinking about.
Yeah, no, it did. And, you know, just, thinking about timetables also. And I know there's, a election coming up this year also, which kind of drives a lot of everybody's attention, you know, which may, you know, divert attention from kind of the foundational pieces of the organization, which are the finances as well. So just want to touch on that. And then
let me just, you know, one other thing. I just say what I suggested to Shayna and I, you know, still keep in my mind is we should have our budget, you know, approved, or I don't know what the approval is anymore, but, you know, by the end of August at the latest, and probably, you know, a pretty good idea by early August. But, you know, this isn't hard. It's a planning document, right? It shouldn't be that hard. So I think we'll be good, but, I think for now we're kind of focused on the current year with that sort of time frame for nailing down next year.
Gotcha. And then my other question is just on the, I think the most recent financials came out for fiscal 25. I didn't know if those were available for, anybody locally to look at.
We haven't seen them yet.
Nothing yet? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet. Yes, Julie.
Yeah. So I have to say, on the underwriting, I heard the Strathmore, and we don't, PSA, whatever you want to call it. I guess PSA is not quite right either.
We're calling them
acknowledgement. There you go. I heard it over the weekend and it sounded fantastic. And I was like, I mean, I was just like very excited. And so then, you said, an amount of like 5,000. Is that like, what period does that attach to? A month or a 3 month period or?
So what I'll do is, let me send you guys the rate card. But basically we've got it now. So, there's sort of two ways you can support us. You can buy individual spots, and they're like $75 a piece up to 11. And so over 26 spots, it's $55. And that's like the top, you know, above that. And so they just took that and said, okay, we want to run three spots a day for the next 3 weeks, 6 days. So it's 54 spots. And, you know, here's the amount. And, you know, if that's how most of them sell, like, this is not going to be very hard. Like, you know, there's no negotiation. They just take the rate and they say, here's how many spots. And, you know, where we need to evolve to on this, is being able to report at the end, you know, we ran your spot in these shows at these times, and we're not there yet. And I'm hoping we're, you know, I'm glad we're hearing it. I've been hearing them on the station, so I feel better. But Before long, we're going to need to close that tail on the loop here, because people are going to ask. I don't know if these two will, but eventually people are going to ask. And the Strathmore is, that was bought by an agency. And so it was the first time we worked with an agency, and we had to work out that these are net rates and they have to get their cut on their own kind of thing. I wasn't aware of that. I learned a little bit about that last week. But yeah.
Is it hard to keep track of when these spots play? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. Yeah, right now it is.
Oh.
There's no logging. It just, these PSAs go into a folder, and then the engineers or the programmers, whoever's there, runs them if they think of it, kind of. Might be a little more formal than that, it's part of it. It's not a, there's not a workflow that is formalized. It's more emails get sent around and stuff gets put into a folder on the engineer's computer, and then
I'm sure there's a process you guys can set up, or
yeah, that's where we're, it's
some
the
guys.
Goal.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
Come out.
Yeah, it's funny. There used to be, when I first started as a programmer, there used to be a process for that, because we used to have to log in the book and make certain that, it wasn't a underwriting situation, but any PSA, we had to make sure at 15 and 45, you wrote down which PSA you played, that evening and, during each hour, which two you played. And I think actually they even told us which ones to run. So we've got to kind of really loosey goosey on that over the last few years, I guess, maybe, just in the transition between locations as well. But, it's definitely doable. I don't think that's, it's not a rocket science situation. So
yeah. So that's kind of the next steps on that. And then once we have it end to end, then yeah, I think we can really get out there and start trying to sell this. And, yeah. Shayna, anything you want to offer to clarify anything I said, or?
Yeah, yes, working on with the engineers to do a build out a better SOP when it comes and including the underwriting and the sponsorships that needs to be run on air. Have not heard. I reached out to Stephanie about the FY 25 financials. And I think that's it. But yeah, if you have any questions of me, feel free to reach out at gm@wpfw.org.
Yep, she's doing a great job. Yep. All right. And then, Julie, I guess we just have to ask, any news on the auditor?
I think we have engaged an auditor.
Oh, good.
I don't know how far along they are, right? But,
but that's progress.
Let's put it this way. We made a decision.
All right. That's good news.
So, yeah.
And there's already a tax accountant working on the 990s. That's a separate
correct.
Deal.
That's correct. Okay. And it's not the same people who are the tax accountant who are the auditor. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so we should, it shouldn't be too terribly long before we're able to post the missing 990s. And then, I mean, it'll be a couple of months, I imagine, but it shouldn't be too terribly long before we're caught back up on, or at least up to FY24 on the audits.
Sweet. Good news.
I mean, FY25, you know, we'll get there, but I think the key thing was to work on the missing ones since, to get us up to through FY24 first.
Yep. Great. Okay. Any new business or anything? No. Well, thank you. I appreciate your attention, and see you on Wednesday. And yeah, so I'll send you all the rate card right after this, and I'll send you the report, Kamau, for the LSP.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much. Welcome, Shayna.
Thank you.
All righty.
Welcome, Shayna.
Yeah, welcome. That was a nice surprise to learn. We're here. Maybe all I'll right. attend Wednesday. We'll see.
Good night, everybody.
All right, now. See you.
Right. Okay. Take care.
Bye, guys.
See you Wednesday.
Yep.
Stop.